Well, I certainly need your prayers today. I want to ask those of you who are saved, as I try to share these thoughts today, that you would pray for those who are not saved. I want to read a short scripture reading found in the third chapter of Genesis. I want you to listen to this. This is the Word of God, and I want to ask that you give your attention to this. I want to ask a question. Is this happening to you? Is this happening to you? Genesis chapter 3 says in verse 6, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." Now listen. Listen to this verse, verse 8. "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day." There's people today that just don't believe that we can hear God. There's people that just don't believe. If you say, "I heard the voice of God," they'll think you're crazy. But listen, if we don't hear the voice of the Lord, we would never know where we stand with Him, because that's the only way that we can know. "They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." And I want to stop there with verse 13. And I want to, I want to elaborate just a little bit on the question that I ask. And I want to know, and I want you to answer this honestly in your heart. Are you afraid? Now, there was a sudden change. If you study the second and third chapter of Genesis, you'll find that there was a sudden change here that had taken place with Adam. There was something that was very different to what it had been before. You can go back and you can read through the second chapter of times that he had encounters with God, and he was not afraid. He had great fellowship with God. He had communion with God. When he heard the voice of the Lord, he was not afraid. But suddenly, we read here in the third chapter that they heard the voice of God and that they were afraid. They were afraid to the point that they hid themselves among the trees of the garden. Now, I want you to know something, that their attempt to hide themselves was of no avail. You cannot hide from God. You just can't do it. He will know where you're at. You can hide in the Lord, but you cannot hide from the Lord. And so their attempt here was not worth anything to them. But the reason that this fear had come upon them was that they had transgressed against God's law. And that brought a change about. And I'm going to say that this fear that he was experiencing here. Now listen to this. Pay attention, please. This fear that they were talking about here was not a physical fear. It was a spiritual fear. They were afraid in their heart. They had become afraid of the voice of God. They were feeling something that they had not felt before. They were feeling conviction. They were feeling the condemnation of sin. And I want you to think about that. You know, when we are born into the world, now, there is a difference between all of us and Adam, and that is that we actually have never been in the state that Adam was in when he was created. Adam was, for a time, Adam and Eve, they were without sin. They were perfect. God had made them that way. You and I have never been in that state. We were born in sin. We were born with the nature of sin. But there is a time in our lives when we are in our infancy. There is a time that we are not accountable before God. You know, if you go back and you read the account there of David, after that he had sinned, after he had committed the sin of adultery with Bathsheba and had committed the sins afterwards that he committed to try to cover that up, God said that child that was conceived of that adulterous affair was going to die. And David was praying for that child while the child was sick, but then the child died. And so David stopped his prayers, and that confused the men, and they asked him, and he said, "Well, I was praying for this child while it was still alive, because who could tell whether or not God would be merciful and spare the child. But now the child is dead, and no matter, there's nothing I can do to bring this child back. You know, he will not come, he will not return to me, but I will go to him." David knew that child had gone to heaven. He knew that he would see that child when his life was over. And there is a period of time in our lives, in our infant years, that we are not accountable to God. Even though we are born in sin, we are not accountable to God. But there comes a time under the sound of the gospel and the working of the Holy Spirit, there comes a time when the same thing happens to us that happened here to Adam, and that is we come under condemnation. We are made to realize that we are lost and separated from the Lord. And, you know, I don't know what it's like to have ever been perfect. Adam experienced that for a time. He was perfect. But I do know this. I do know the fear that grips one's heart when you are made to realize that you're lost and separated from God. And I want to ask you today, has that happened to you? Are you here today in that condition? Have you come to that point in your life where you have been made to realize your lost condition before Almighty God? Now, Adam here and his wife Eve, they did some things, as I said, that were of no profit to them. They hid themselves. And listen, as I said, you cannot hide from God. You cannot hide your condition from the Lord because He is able to see your heart. You know, there was something that, and I've heard a lot of people admit this, when they are made to realize that they're lost, when the Holy Spirit convicts them of their sin, they try to hide it. I've heard a lot of people admit that. They said, I would sit in church among those people that I went to church with, and I would try to hide my condition. I would try to, you know, maybe take a songbook and sing. I know my mother said she used that ploy. She said when she realized that she was lost and she would be at church, that she would get a songbook and she would sing real loud because maybe nobody would realize that she was lost. But listen, it doesn't really make any difference. If you do succeed in hiding that from people, God will still know your condition. You cannot hide that from God. And Adam tried that, but they were not successful. Listen, there was something else that they did that too many people have tried, and this will never work. It wouldn't work then, and it won't work now. They tried to cover themselves. The Bible tells us that when their eyes were opened and they knew that they were naked, that they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. You know, listen, we cannot, by our own works, by that which we do, we cannot cover ourselves. We cannot justify ourselves. The only one that can justify us is God. And the only way that He will is if we come to Him and we repent of our sins before Him and we trust in Him for the salvation of our soul. And so here they were as they heard the voice of God. And I've said this before, and you may not look at this way, but this is what I believe. I believe that when God called Adam, when God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where are you? Where art thou, Adam?" I don't believe that God was just inquiring about his geographical location. I don't believe that God was just asking him, "Where are you in this garden?" I believe that he was asking him about where he stood with the Lord. Where are you? Where are you now, Adam? He wanted him to answer for his condition. Listen, God is merciful. Listen to me, lost friend. God is merciful. And it's because of that that He wants to save. God doesn't owe you anything. He doesn't owe any of us anything. God is plenteous in mercy and in grace. And He wants people to be saved. He wants to save. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, that God will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So if you will come to Him, if you'll come to the Lord with an honest heart, if you'll, rather than trying to hide from your condition, if you will admit your lost condition before the Lord, if you'll come to Him and meet His requirements, meet His conditions of salvation, He will save you. He wants to save you. He did all that He did in sending His Son into the world to suffer and die so that you could be saved. He left the church here in the world to preach the gospel so that people could be saved. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But listen, if you try to hide your condition from God, if you try to make like it's not there, if you try to pretend that you're really not in the shape that you're in, you're not going to get saved that way. You're going to have to bring your case to the Lord. The devil, I mean, I'm hearing this. I know that you're hearing this. I know that we even tried these things ourselves. But we are too prone to listen to the devil and to let him persuade this. Oh, if I come to the Lord, you know, I was brought up different. I was raised under different teachings. If I come to the Lord, that's not going to bode well with my family. Let me tell you something. When it comes to the salvation of our soul, you're responsible for yourself and nobody else. And you better consider your own soul. And you better consider the shape that you yourself is are in. Because if you're lost and you're separated from God, it's not going to go away. It's not going to change if you try to hide it. It's not going to change if you try to make excuses about it. It's not going to change until you come to the Lord and meet His conditions. You're going to remain lost until you do that. The Bible teaches me that God has an all-seeing eye. He sees everything. David asked the question, where shall I go from His presence? Where can you go that God would not see you? You can't go any place high. You can't go any place low. You can't flee to the uttermost part of the sea and find a place where God does not know where you're at. If you have been made to realize, and you might think, well, Brother Miller, how will I know? How will I know? Well, I'll give you a real simple answer. You'll know. You'll know. When God makes a person to realize that they have become accountable to Him for their sins, they just know. God makes us know where we stand with Him. I can say that not only from the Scriptures, but I can say that from personal experience. I remember when God made me realize that I was lost. There was a sudden change that had taken place in me. I was like every other kid. There was a time in my childhood where I could go to church. I could hear God's people rejoice. I could hear them sing praises to God. I could hear the preacher get up and preach, and it wouldn't bother me a bit. I could listen to that stuff when I was 4 or 5 years old. I could listen to that stuff all day long, and it wouldn't bother me at all. But there came a time when I realized suddenly that something was different between me and the Lord. You remember that? When God made you realize that you were lost. And let me tell you something. When that happens, you're just as lost as you're ever going to be. It doesn't make any difference if you're 9 years old or 12 years old. It doesn't make any difference if you've if you're so young that you haven't really got out yet and practiced sin. None of that matters. When God says you're lost, you're lost. You're separated from Him. And it's not going to be repaired by you trying to cover yourself. It's not going to be repaired by anything that you can do. It's not going to be swept under the rug because you try to hide yourself from Him. It's only going to be remedied through the plan that He has made through the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that came to save us from our sins. And the only way that condition will ever be changed is if you repent of your sins towards a holy God, if you trust with all your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ and you seek after Him until the same Holy Spirit that lets you know that you are lost speaks to your heart and tells you that God has saved you and forgiven you. Until that happens, you will not have salvation. Now, there's a lot of people in the world today that'll tell you something different. But I'm telling you, that's biblical. That's biblical. It's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but it's according to His mercy that He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Has this happened to you? Is this where you're at right now, friend? Are you afraid? Are you afraid in your soul? Are you afraid to die? I was. When you knew that you were lost, were you afraid to die? I was. Whenever God would deal with me, I was afraid. I know exactly what Adam was saying when he said, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked, because I knew that I wasn't right. And it wrought fear in me. And listen, I can say this with an honest heart. Thank God that I can. And if you've been saved, you know what I'm talking about. Listen, when I called upon the name of the Lord, the very moment that God saved my soul, He took that fear away, and I have never had it again. Never felt it again. That fear that I had, that I was lost, that I was on my way to eternal damnation, when God removed that, it has never returned. I've never felt it since. And I thank God that He took that away. Brother Wayne, let's have a song. I want to ask you, I want to plead with you today to think about your soul. Is this where you're at? Are you afraid? Have you been made to realize your separation from God? Are you afraid? Are you in need of a Savior? Are you in need of that which only God can do? And if you are, you need to come to Him. You need to come to the Lord. You don't need to pretend like it's not happening. You don't need to try to hide it. You don't, that won't benefit you at all. You need to bring it to the Lord and plead with Him for the salvation of your soul. That's all that you need to do. You know what? You're not going to answer to me. You're not going to answer to Fairview Memorial Missionary Baptist Church. You're going to answer to Almighty God. We all are. And you need to give serious thought. I'd like to give an invitation to anyone that knows that you're lost today to come and pray. Come and seek the Lord. Come and call upon His name. God is merciful. He wants to save you. He wants to give you everlasting life. He'll take that fear away and replace it with peace if you'll meet His conditions.
Number 189.
Let's stand and sing.
The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let Him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to Him? Time after time He has waited before, and now He is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how He wants to come in. If you'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find His arms open wide. Receive Him and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart He'll abide. Time after time He has waited before, and now He is waiting again to see if you're willing to open the door. Oh, how He wants to come in. Number 141. 141.